Good morning, everyone. Today is the 28th of May, 2023, Sunday morning. I hope you all are having a good holiday weekend. I've entitled this video, "There Are Many Foxes in the Hen House." There are many foxes in the hen house. We're going to sing We're going to sing a couple hymns, and three psalms actually for you this morning before we get into the discussion about the foxes in the hen house. Anyway, if you get too many foxes in there, you won't get any eggs, you know what I'm saying? Okay, first song we're going to sing is on page 403. I'm going to turn this camera around so you can see the other members of Pineville Grace Fellowship. We're going to have to make some adjustments on our camera today. I'm going to need your help there. Is that okay? Does it need to be turned or anything? Okay. 403. We're using the old school hymnal. This is written by Stevens, arranged by Baxter Jr. I remember singing this as a young man. I always have liked this song, probably because I realize how little I understand. Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be thus all day long, while there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Farther along we'll know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine, we'll understand it all by and by. When death has come and taken our loved ones, it leaves our home so lonely and drear. Then do we wonder why others prosper, living so wicked year after year. Faithful till death, said our loving master, a few more days to labor and wait. Toils of the road will then seem as nothing, as we sweep through the beautiful gate. When we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from his home in the sky, then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Farther along we'll know all about it, farther along we'll understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine, we'll understand it all by and by. Okay, the next one we're going to sing is 311. Joy Unspeakable.
I found his grace is all complete, he supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. I have found that home so bright and clear, living in the realms of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. I have found that joy no tongue can tell, how His waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, oh, that has never yet been told.
The next one is 136. 136. Wonderful Jesus, glorious friend, He will be with me unto the end, cheering, upholding, keeping me strong, fearless and loyal, shielding from wrong. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold His glorified face, how I shall praise His wonderful grace. Wonderful Jesus, showing the way into the blessed kingdom of day, guiding my footsteps, holding control, making me happy, keeping me whole. Wonderful Jesus, all through the night, He will enfold me, gives me light. Then when the morning breaks on the shore, this He will whisper mine evermore. Wonderful Jesus, marvelous King, ever His praise my spirit shall sing. When I behold His glorified face, how I shall praise His wonderful grace.
Okay, we're going to sing three of the Psalms out of the Psalter. If you want to get one of these Psalters, you can get it from Crown and Covenant Publications, www.crownandcovenant.com, if you're interested. The first psalm we're going to sing is 98A. 98A. Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders He has done, for wonders He has done. His right hand and His holy arm, the victory has won,
the
victory has won,
the victory has won.
The great salvation wrought by Him,
Jehovah has made known,
Jehovah has made known. His justice in the nation's sight, He openly has shown,
He openly has shown,
He openly has shown. He, mindful of His grace and truth,
to Israel's house has been, to Israel's house has been, the great salvation of our God.
All ends of earth have seen,
all ends of earth have seen,
all ends of earth have seen. Oh, all the earth sing to the Lord, and make a joyful sound, and make a joyful sound. Lift up your voice aloud to Him.
Sing psalms, let joy resound.
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 With harp music to the Lord, with harp a psalm will sing, with harp a psalm will sing, with horn and trumpet raise a shout
before the Lord the
before
King,
the Lord the
before
King,
the Lord the King,
before the Lord our King.
Let seas in all their vastness roar, the world is living horde, the world is living horde. Let rivers clap, let mountains sing,
their joy before the
their
Lord.
Joy before the
their
Lord.
Joy before the Lord.
Their joy before the Lord. Because He comes, He surely comes, the Judge of earth to be. The Judge of earth to be, with justice He will judge the world.
All men with equity,
all men with equity,
all men with equity,
all men with equity.
The next one is 33A. 33A.
You righteous, praise the Lord with joy. It's good that just men praise Him, Lord. With thanks the Lord I'll praise. The harp and tin string vial bring, with skill resounding praises sing, a new song to Him raise. For upright is Jehovah's word, He does in all His works record His faithfulness and worth, in justice and in doing right. Jehovah always takes delight, His mercy fills the earth. Jehovah's word the heavens made, and all the host of them are it. His breath is caused to be. He rolls the waters heap on heap. He gathers all the mighty deep in caverns of the sea. Let all the earth Jehovah fear. Let all that dwell both far and near in awe before Him stand. When He had spoken, it was done, and finished was each work begun, when once He gave command.
Okay, the last one we're going to do is 85A. 85A.
Jehovah, Thou hast favor shown, the goodly land which is Thine own, and Jacob from his captive state Thou broughtest back in mercy great. Forgiven have Thy people been, and Thou hast covered all their sin.
away has taken all thy wrath, and turned from thy fierce anger's path. O God of our salvation, turn, let indignation cease to burn. Wilt thou forever angry stay? From age to age thy wrath display. Wilt thou not quicken us once more? Thy people's joy in thee restore. O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow.
Well, dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us today in this time that we gather around your word. We pray that you would say something that might be a blessing to others. We ask this in Christ's name and for your glory alone. Amen. Well, I've entitled this, Many Foxes Have Gotten Into the Hen House. Many foxes have gotten into the hen house. What's the hen house? Well, the hen house is the church. You know. And the foxes are the wolves, or the wolves in sheep's clothing. Why do the foxes get in the hen house? Well, they get in the hen house to get the chickens. Are you a chicken? Are you afraid to stand up to the foxes? You know, there's a passage in Jude that talks about those that crept in unawares, right? And that's what we have today. I was listening to a fellow this morning. Now, what's so interesting about these foxes is they say a lot of good things. They say smooth things, don't they? A lot of what they say is truth. They give you partial truth. You know, this person that I was listening to, his name is Doctor. That should give you a clue right there, with doctor before his name. Dr. David Jeremiah. Well, he's not a modern day Jeremiah, I'll tell you that. Anyway, he says that in Jude 4, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only God, our Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things that David Jeremiah said in his sermon, he's obviously a full-blown Zionist. I wonder how much money he's gotten from the Jews. I don't know. I have no way of knowing, but, you know, we have a record of some people that have gotten millions of dollars from the Jews. Like, for an example, John Hagee. You know, John Hagee was given a jet from the Jews. Did you know that? $1 million jet John Hagee was given. But David Jeremiah said this morning in his sermon that, you know, of course he's a Zionist, he's a premillennialist all the way, and I don't deny the millennial reign of Christ, I never have, and I don't plan on doing it. But he said that when Christ will set up his earthly kingdom on come back and set his feet on the Mount of Olives, that animal sacrifice is going to be memorialized. God does not memorialize something he's done away with, David Jeremiah. Olive Tree Ministries, you know. What's her name? Jan Martell. Thank you, Mark. Jan Martell, Olive Tree Ministries. She comes against these people that call, that she says they are replacement, they're into replacement theology. Jan Martell, I am in replacement theology. I believe that we're under the new covenant. We're not under the old covenant, Jan Martell. Do I need to remind you, Jan Martell, what the book of Hebrews says about this matter? The blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. Do you hear that, David Jeremiah? The blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. Do you actually believe that Christ, during his earthly reign, is going to allow for animal sacrifices to be reinstituted during his 1,000-year reign on the earth? Give me a break. That is blasphemy. That is an attack on the atonement of Jesus Christ, Jeremiah. I'm not even going to give the honor of calling you doctor. You know, I'll call you Dr. Fraud, okay? We're under a new and better covenant, folks. And as far as I'm concerned, I will never memorialize animal sacrifice. That's as bad as some of the other pet doctrines out there, like infant baptism and saying you have to be baptized to be a Christian, and saying you have to be a member of a church to be a Christian. I am a member of Christ Church. I gladly report to you I am a member of Christ Church. I'm a member of his bride. I've been blood bought by Christ, not by animal sacrifices. And if you want to call me a replacement theology, into replacement theology, that's okay. I'm under a new and better covenant. I'm no longer under law. I'm under grace, folks. That's why I call myself Pineville Grace Fellowship. I don't call myself Pineville Zion Fellowship, or Pineville Millennial Reign, or Pineville Pineville for Jews, okay? We call ourselves Pineville Grace Fellowship. Let's go back again to Jude, see what it says here. It says, starts out by saying, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. There are certain men crept in unawares who before of old ordained to this condemnation. He's talking about reprobates. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Is that not what these people are doing? Isn't it turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, promoting the memorializing of animal sacrifice? I think it is. It's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, denying the one Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one that paid the perfect sacrifice on the cruel, rugged cross of Calvary, not animal sacrifices, for crying out loud. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Are you holding on to the memorialization of animal sacrifices? You know? Well, woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, verse 11, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. How many have gone after the way of Cain because of filthy lucre? A lot of people. Well, that's kind of what's on my mind this morning. There's lots of people that have gone along with this Zionist movement. You know, Zionism is a denial of the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, folks. That's what it is. It's a denial of perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I worked with a Jewish gal one time when I was a social worker, and she told me that in their synagogue, that any time anyone mentioned the name of Christ, they spit on the floor. They spit on the floor. That's what they think of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They hate him with a, you know, and people want to talk about how great Jerusalem is. And since Trump moved, you know, the embassy of the United States to Jerusalem, the Bible says that Jerusalem is a city of harlots, like Sodom and Gomorrah. And all you have to do is look at the homosexuality in Jerusalem. Do you think God is going to put his approval on Jerusalem today? He's going to judge Jerusalem. Jerusalem, one of these days, is going to be burnt up and going to be replaced by the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. That's the Jerusalem I'm looking forward to. You know, Jesus Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would tell my subjects to fight. What did he tell Peter? He said, put up your sword. Those who live by the sword die by the sword. I'm not looking for this old Jerusalem. I'm looking for the new Jerusalem, wherein dwelleth righteousness. That old Jerusalem is full of sin and debauchery. Why would I want to put that place up on a pedestal? You know? Well, there's a lot of foxes in the hen house. You know? It's time for the chickens to stand up and run the foxes out of the hen house. Do we have a final selection?
Where are the 477.
I'll turn this camera around and you can say adios to the other members of this mega church, the Pinefield Grace Fellowship.
Is that all right?
Okay. 477.
Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer, worthy of glory, honor, and power, worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art thou, worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, lift up the voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earth before him should bow. Angels in heaven worship and say, worthy art thou, Lord, may we come before thee with singing, filled with thy spirit, wisdom, and power.
May we ascribe thee glory and honor. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art thou, worthy art thou.
Well, I hope you have a blessed rest of the day today, and just remember, if people start pointing their finger at you and telling you that you're in replacement theology, I had a guy in a rabbi in the Messianic Jewish church tell me that you're into replacement theology just because I pointed out to him the 9th chapter of Romans. He didn't like that chapter. The children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. God bless.